Alright, you can open up for questions, guys.
Andrew, what kind of expectations do you have for the Bears' defense on Sunday?
I think, one, you know, obviously historically great. Got all-stars all over the field. Expect them to be good, to be fast, to be physical, and you know, give all the guys a great challenge.
Andrew, in working with Bruce, I mean, he seems so receptive with Roethlisberger to kind of tailor the playbook. Has there been a lot of give and take as far as what you can do and what input you have and what's being called?
Yeah, you know, I think he has a great feel for what quarterbacks like and dislike, you know, in his offense. And he puts, you know, I think, obviously he's going to have his, you know, mark on the offense and what's being called. But we do, I think, have great communication on all levels, whether it's big picture stuff or, you know, little whatever details. But he seems to have a good feel for what I like naturally. And I don't feel myself very often saying, oh, I hate this play that he's calling right now. So I think he's got a great sense of that. And I noticed that, you know, he sort of called it a little different for each quarterback that's in there. But the communication's been great, and I think he just has a good feel for, you know, what different quarterbacks like.
Is the success of Cam Newton and Dalton last season, is that sort of increased pressure for rookie quarterbacks more so than there already is pressure?
I don't know. I think, you know, any quarterback in the NFL can have some pressure on to win and succeed and win now. You know, it's not a culture that likes to wait around for things to get good. I hope I don't have to wait around to be a decent football player. So I don't think that affects, you know, the way I approach things too much.
Are you paying attention to whether Urlacher plays or not?
Yeah, I think you have to pay attention whether he plays or not. You know, he's best, one of the best ever, if not the best of the linebackers. So we'll definitely know, you know, definitely be aware of him. And if he doesn't play, I'm sure, you know, their defense will be fine. And, you know, they're good as always, and someone will step up. And if he does play, you know, it's another challenge for us.
And how does this, your mindset compare going into your first NFL regular season game with your first college game? Do you feel like a freshman all over again? What does this feel like compared to them?
Yeah, you know, I think I feel a little more well-prepared now than I did my first college game. I think the preseason helps a lot, just sort of, you know, feel a little bit of the speed of the game. And I understand, you know, I'm sure it'll be kicked up another notch because of the regular season. But to be in there in a pocket with live rushers and say, okay, this is how big NFL guys are. This is, you know, how strong they are. So the preseason has helped a lot. And I think, you know, when you're surrounded by a lot of great players, great coaches, you know, they help you get ready.
What are your thoughts in general just about going up against the defense that has, you know, with guys like Peppers and Briggs and Urlacher?
Yeah, very excited. You know, what a great way to kick things off, I think, with a great challenge. It'll be tough sweating to get yards, to get points. I couldn't be more excited.
Really? You wouldn't be more excited against a bad defense?
No, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to go up against, you know, I think a lot of players that are, you know, arguably the best at their position and play at a high level, so it'll be a great measuring stick for set.
Was there one thing that Jim Harbaugh or anybody has said to you, that one piece of advice said, whatever you do, watch out for, rather than one piece of advice was given to you that really sticks?
That really sticks. That's a good question. I think, you know, practice to get better, I guess, is the advice I received that stuck. I'm not sure who gave it to me, but it stuck.
And your quarterback's kind of always seen as a position of leadership, but is it, or how difficult is it to come in as a rookie and establish yourself as a leader on a veteran group of players?
Yeah, I think, one, as a quarterback, I guess you naturally assume leadership just by the fact that you're talking in the huddle, you're calling plays, you know, so the plays run through you, so I guess, you know, because of that, you're going to assume some type of, you know, role. And as far as, you know, I've tried not to assert my personality or force anything. I realize, you know, I try to defer, lean on, you know, Reggie Wayne and Sansu Tatelli, Winston Justice, Donald Brown, guys that have been around and sort of know how to operate. I realize, you know, I know relatively nothing compared to these guys about, you know, about being a professional football player, about, you know, how to approach things. And I also realize, too, that, you know, I haven't done anything on the football field, and, you know, in the regular season games, so, and I think until I prove myself on the football field, I definitely defer that to all those guys as leaders.
How much does it help your transition or your comfort level having a familiar face like Toby out there with you?
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's nice to, you know, have a familiar face. You know, we just maybe go through things together. And, you know, he's a good football player as well, so it's nice to have him on the team. But, you know, I don't think it'd be any, you know, harder for us if we were on different teams. I think he'd fit in with any locker room very well. You know, I'd like to think the same myself.
Any other questions, guys? All right, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.